Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest is the chair of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus and the chair of the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. Welcome, State Rep. Nicole Collier.
Hello, Representative. How are you?
DL Hughley Uncut.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, well, you're welcome. It's nice to see somebody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DL Hughley Uncut. Of course, I am DL Hughley.
Hey, like, I'm Jasmine Sanders.
Jeff Brown.
He looked like a Jehovah's Witness.
You're not going to jail.
That's actually true.
It's very interesting because there was supposed to be a vote.
I gotta give you $1,000 for a wait.
State Assembly.
What?
State House.
And the Democratic.
That's right. Watch
Stop working and walked out. So, what is the difference between that and every other
Day?
Like don't you always stop working? Like, what
and
is
Naomi Osaka? I don't know if it's
you stopped working so that a bill couldn't pass,
yes. And I don't know if she'll.
That was the only kind of method you had
at
your disposal.
But it looks like she's not going to play.
At that point, it was because,
and it's nice that somebody put their mental
counterpart
ahead of their profession, because you can't be professional if you're not mentally.
Giving them tune. Suggestions,
but I don't know anybody
all of our
right
amendments
now,
were either stripped out,
like I said this
watered
already.
Down, or flat out ignored.
I don't know when I've heard more
so
talk of depression,
the
more
procedural
talk
rules,
of people feeling disconnected
that we
from
had
themselves, more talk
at our
of
disposal,
suicide, like in just my sphere,
was a
just
quorum
my,
break,
and
we
think,
used that to our advantage and was
the
able
one thing
to
I'm
stop,
happy about
lock,
is that they seem to be. It's better to be hearing about
voter suppression.
What are some of the more onerous parts of the bill? Because I think
which I think a lot of people have felt it probably for a very long time. But I would imagine
they want.
The
I know it's getting.
Being
if they want the elections to stop
alone,
being so close,
I think
then
think about
raise
it
state
more,
taxes and
possibly,
stop some
right.
people from coming
then,
there.
They, you know,
but
guess,
ultimately,
you know,
it is becoming a more
from a loved one's perspective.
It is becoming a more politically challenging territory for them because there are so many people.
What I'm seeing right now is
different ideas who are coming to Texas.
Almost everything you need,
but they Trump was very successful there.
The ways that they were feeling.
So what would be the need for changing the way things are done?
What didn't happen that they wanted to
love?
One or
well,
you know, take vacations or be
exactly.
like,
you know, one of the good
things
about Texas is that we do not have a state income tax.
Yes. Help you kind
but
of cope
what we
and
do
manage.
Have is
we're
one of the
away
most
from you,
restrictive,
so you were just left with your
most
thoughts.
Restrictive voting
not the ones
laws
I like on
in
the
nation.
I'm talking about just like
and
the
so
right. in general.
This was an effort
and I think,
at the
for
Republican
the first time,
Party to
I don't know
whittle
if
away
ever been a
at
time
our rights. It was,
where,
we call it Jim Crow 2.0.
So many
right.
things
it's
that we
modern
need
day
or have subsisted on were gone.
So some of the
and we were just
parts
kind of alone with our thoughts. And I think
by mail.
People have to get help.
We already have
I'm glad she's in a position where she can get help. I just hope that black people, because
what
we what we advocate for,
is
what we push for,
a back door
is
for
what we supplicate
ID
for, is asking for people to see us as human.
And
one of the things that's
quintessentially
human is to
that
be
vote by
in
mail.
Need of
so they would have to.
Well, the other thing is, I think it's very important we talk about, you know, being able to ask for help. But I think also, as family and community, we have to make it a
neither.
Safe place for people to ask for.
And
because I think for so many years, well,
I
don't
okay,
you
don't have a problem with people identifying.
Talk to somebody, people just call you crazy and then make fun of you.
Even in California, we don't have.
past year or two. Yeah, but you don't know my show. Life is in the past couple of years. People are talking about the importance of making it a safe space for people to say, I am not okay. And it's not funny.
To identify themselves to vote.
Well, it is funny, but it's not.
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's giggle. You know, it's ha-ha funny, but it's not, oh, my God, funny.
It's like lock the door.
We've already identified ourselves in order to get the application to vote. We've already identified you.
Nigga, hide our shit.
So this is another two-step
show. Sit on your hands.
If you keep putting on, you know, requirements, paperwork, somebody's bound to miss something. And there was no cure opportunity. So say, for instance, I forgot to fill in that part. My
the extrapolation of that would be the mental fallout from that would hit harder on us.
It's just cast out. And so there was no cure opportunity. So if somebody forgot to do something,
and I'm very happy that we've involved as a nation.
Fill out the form, sign it, put it inside another envelope, put your social security number or your driver's license number, or say you don't have one on the outside of that envelope.
One thing I find particularly stark is
that politicians will go to a gay pride thing. I mean, there were so many things that made it so tedious. So why so many steps?
And there'll be a dick float and a dude with a thong.
And so that is why that was one of the other, that was one of them. And then they would eliminate early voting on Sunday morning. Now we love the changes that we want to make. That is a way to get more people back to the polling location. And so what this bill did was instead of having 11 a.m. voting where you can go after church, well, maybe not some churches, because I know some sometimes stay in a little bit longer.
A little bit longer. They should change it to 7 p.m.
Right. I think that as voters, but this bill look for would say that you couldn't vote until 1 p.m. And we lose the momentum if we get out of church and then, you know, we, if, you know how we go, we are. If we don't go straight from church to the polls, we might go home and
take your shoes off. That's it.
Yeah, but I get what they're trying to do, but I think that there are so many things that, like,
the thing is that the prospect of our deliverance from this virus is fraught with a reminder of how we success despite all they've thrown at us.
Like, we got to expect all this nation to go, okay, now I'm going to...
And these are really...
Like, even black people right now, even Johnson is like the baby.
That are trying to make roadblocks.
Name another thing where black folks have been first.
The country is getting more and more away from their way of thinking. So no matter what they do, and let's say you decide, let's say black people can't vote or brown people can't vote or you can't only vote if you vote this way, Texas is going to become blue one.
It literally is. Unless they stop people from coming... And it's going to become blue one day. And if they lose Texas,
the best thing that American can do is give black people the gift.
The problem is
the greatest gift they could ever get is
they might as well come
amnesia.
Out and say we don't want black people to vote.
Fuck forget me not, forget me.
They might as well say it because I think that we should just do away with the Electoral College and then have a popular vote, which they haven't won for 30 years. And because not only do...
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They not feel like that they have to appeal to certain people. What they do is not only am I going to not appeal
welcome
to
back
certain
to
people,
DL
to
Uncut.
Get them
our
vote,
next guest is the chair of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus and the chair of the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. Welcome State Rep. Nicole Collier.
Hello, right, Representative. Right. How are you?
And so, you know, I'm the goal great. Is thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. We it's nice to see somebody who is a state representative is not under federal indictment. That's really nice.
We'd like to put effort to get out the vote.
Yeah, you're not going to do
that. That's actually true.
Did a marvelous
it's very
job.
Interesting because there was supposed to be a vote in your is that state assembly, was it?
Record number of people coming out to vote.
And the Democratic contingency.
To have all new inventive ways that
out.
Still preserve
what is the difference between that and every other day
ballot,
like don't you always
is
not
what
working?
They were
like,
calling
what is,
this bill that so preserve that and
you stop
this
why do they say they're doing it because I heard
that was
Cruz,
the only kind of
he
method
got back
you had
Mexico at your disposal. I heard him saying
at that point
that
it
was the Democrats
because,
who were making it harder to vote.
With our
I have my problems with like both sides of the aisle in terms of some of the things I'd like to see.
Bills,
but what is it that they're saying? What is their what is the cure
but
for? What is
our,
the
all of our
what are they curing? What remedy
stripped out,
is this
watered down
to fix?
Flat
what,
out
like
ignored.
What happened that
so
they didn't
we
like
the procedural rules
that they saw as a problem that was so onerous they decided to fix it. Because Republicans are great at fixing problems,
and we use that to
America
our advantage.
Have
and
horrible
was able
at trying to
stop
fix problems
block,
they do.
The block
so
and block
what remedy were they? What problem were they trying to remedy? What are some of the more onerous parts of
well,
the bill?
Because there was
I think,
no problem. In
Texas,
fact, they were mad that Harris
Trump.
County
they, so
was
I don't,
being
they,
innovative.
They, want, I know it's
they
getting,
were finding new ways
they want
to reach out more
to stop being so close.
And more
raise
Democrats
state taxes
came out
and
to vote.
Stop so many people
so
from coming there.
But that's in search of a problem.
Ultimately,
so
it,
when
is,
I asked
it is becoming
that same
a more.
To the bill author, I said, where is the problem?
It is
you
becoming
guys
a more politically
what is it that you're trying
a challenging territory for them
and they
because
said,
there's so many people.
The bill author told me that this
different
is a preventive
ideas who are coming to Texas
in an attempt
but
to
they,
curb
Trump was very
or
successful
deter
he won.
Bad behavior.
So, what would be the need
former Secretary
for changing the way things are done? What didn't happen that they wanted to?
In charge of the elections during this last election.
My question
exactly.
Said that
you know
Texas
one of the good things about Texas
safe,
is that we do not have a state income tax.
Yes.
So what we do
even
have
the governor
is one of the most
that there's no widespread
the most
voter
restrictive
fraud.
So
voting
this is just
laws
another
in the
way
nation.
For them to
and so
wield their power.
This was an effort
over those that
the Republican Party
have
to
dominion over.
Whittle away
I mean,
at our
saying,
rights.
I can
was,
do it. I
we
have
call
the
it Jim Crow 2.0.
So how is it that they are? I will say this about the Republicans. I am not
so
a Republican fan, but I will say this. They are great
with,
at crafting and recrafting
so
the
we
narrative,
already have
right?
A voter
because
ID
you guys are doing all you can
voting.
To make sure
right. But
that
this bill
people have the right to vote, but they say you're not doing your job. You walk out in protest, they say they should not get paid. They're not doing their job. And so in the end, it comes off as looking as though Democrats are just spineless and weak and they don't know what they're doing. But the Republicans keep this whole story going that they are strong and
that
we're trying to protect you know, democracy, and we're trying
onerous,
to protect our freedom.
I don't understand, okay,
how,
well, you
how
have a problem
does,
with people identifying themselves.
How
like,
do the
everybody
Democrats
has
win without coming
like,
off
even
as
in California,
being
we don't
and
have
not
to,
being able
well,
to
they
show
they
those
like,
right,
if
no,
they
no,
win,
no.
Kind of know
no,
that.
If you win,
what
you
is
ain't
it
weak.
They're trying
right,
to
but you get what I'm saying? Even when we win, they still craft the narrative that we are weak.
People being able to identify themselves to vote.
You're absolutely right about the narrative.
What do you think it is that they are trying to accomplish?
All last year, we had to fight off this.
We've already identified ourselves in order to get the application.
No Democrat in Texas
vote
came out.
You've
already
identified
fund the police. But
so
that was
a
narrative
two steps.
So Republicans
if you
push,
keep putting
you know,
on,
they have done
a really good
you know,
job.
I will give
them
credit for that.
About
creating
a narrative
and
there
was
no cure opportunity.
So you know,
say,
they
instance,
understand the
I
importance of electing
that
judges
my ballot
that
just
will
yes.
uphold their principles.
They're not even
we elect judges here in Texas.
And so
they do a really good job.
We don't
somebody forgot
we as Democrats
have
not
done
as good of a job
as
we could.
Put it
about
inside
why
envelope.
It's important.
And I think it's
Social
primarily because
number or your driver's license number or say you
some
don't
people
have one
seem
on the outside
to have this
of
idea
envelope.
Of the notion
I mean,
of America
so
that has
many
not
things
existed
that made it so
nor
tedious.
Will ever exist.
So why
right
so
now
many
the
steps,
idea, the notion of patriotism,
the
idea of America is shifting
and
on
so
the
that
on
is
the
why
you can attack the Capitol.
That was one of them.
This is the thing I find around it. You can attack the Capitol. Then you say it's Antifa. But then if you really thought it was Antifa, why wouldn't you want
to
investigate that and find out the bad doers, the wrong
and
doers.
So what this
so they don't
bill
do it again.
Did,
you don't. They get to say these things
11 a.m.
without any
you can
proof
go after church,
or absent any
well,
standard
maybe not
of logic.
Some churches, I know
but the bottom line is,
a little bit longer.
They use power.
A little bit longer.
They
change it to 7 p.m.
They don't have to have a majority,
but
a big majority. Like no one's going to have that anymore. The state, the country's so close and divided. But they use these slides of hand. If they were a general election,
you know how
it was a popular election. They never
go straight from church to the polls.
But they get to have these fight
them. And
And so these things,
shoes off, that's
to Jasmine's point, but are really just impediments what trying to progress do, but, and to the right to vote.
The thing
but
is that the one thing so what is the countervailing here?
What do Democrats do?
We have seen
you can't walk out all the time because tomorrow they're going to write a law to sit now if you walk out.
In all kinds of
we get to take the vote without you. That's what they're
And these are really.
What is the play after?
These are nuisances that are trying to make roadblocks. But the difference, the problem is that the country is getting more and more away from their way of thinking. So no matter what they do, unless they decide to say black people can't vote or brown people can't vote, or you can only vote if you vote this way, Texas is going to become blue one day.
Like it literally is. It can't. Unless they stop people from coming, it's going to become blue one day. And if they lose Texas,
to me, the problem is that
they might as well come out and say we don't want black people to vote.
But Joe Manchin already crushed one of them. Joe Manchin already said he wasn't going to.
We should just do away with the electoral college,
apparently,
and then have a popular vote, which they haven't won for 30 years.
Can only be united if
not only do they not feel like
that's the only way they can be united.
That they have to appeal to certain people.
So one is off the table.
What they do is not only am I going to not appeal to certain people and try to get them into the fold, but I'm going to do is make it impossible or try to make it more impossible for them to vote and stick to this archaic way of thinking that can't survive politically.
That will share your values and be your voice. And right, I'm not going to give up on Congress.
And so, you
Congress
know, the goal is definitely to turn the filibuster blue
and pass. But we have a lot of work to do.
Or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act in November.
I mean, until we have, and you know what, you talked about to get
people can say whatever they want.
Harris County, which is a conduct race. Sure. We got graded on our conduct. If they acted up, had drive
got a bad
voting,
grade.
They had 24
we're not
hour
seeing that
voting.
Anymore. People have red license numbers to say what they want,
because they make
do what they want. This, even was, if it's not true.
They get to make the rules.
We need to have
I think Texas is really an example of
a
state that is determined to have conversations that the rest of the country
is what they were calling this bill.
Classic case in point, the same day, within the same day, there was a
why do they say they're doing it?
They passed the permitless carry when they got back from Mexico after y'all froze
to I don't see
I
how
to
saying
be constitutional, but I guess
it was the Democrats who were
policemen are opposed to it.
I have my
women's rights
with,
groups are opposed like, to it. So
both
you could just
sides
not even have
in terms
you,
of some of the things
permits.
I'd like to see.
You could be as
but
nutty
what
as a bag
that they're saying? What is
there as a fruit?
What is the cure for? What is the
what are they
trying
curing?
To
what
remedy
is the purpose of a law
this,
like
to
fix?
Like I don't even want independence, but
that's
batshit
crazy.
That
I
they
don't
saw
disagree.
As a problem
I don't
that was so
disagree
on
with
they
that.
Decided to fix
but what
it. Because Republicans are great at fixing
that
problems
that
America
right
doesn't have
carry.
Horrible
but
at trying to fix problems
to
they
realize
do.
Is
so
I have a
what
right
remedy,
to be
what problem are they trying to remedy with this bill? What happened?
Safe space.
Well,
so
there was
they
no
are
problem.
Their
in fact,
they were mad that
over
Harris County
the general public
being innovative. They were
pandering to
a small base of people
more voters
who are the loudest
and more Democrats
and
came out to vote.
But
so
I don't
want
okay. The only right that
so
they seem to recognize the only
the
amendment
author,
they seem to like
said,
it's only one amendment
problem?
Apparently it's the second.
You guys
and they want the right to have a gun to intimidate people from not we've heard people from
the
seat of government
threaten
you know people in the you know in the social media realm, like Matt Gaetz made a veiled threat, which is weird because I shoot that
in charge
media, like
of the elections
the moon.
During this last
but
election
they,
cycle.
To me, the only
the
right that they think that we have is not free speech, not
successful.
The right for a woman to have abortion,
so even
not
the
peaceful assembly, or the right
no
to vote. It's the right to bear
voter
arms.
Fraud. So this is
well,
just
all
another
it all
way
comes
for
back
them to
that.
I mean,
every
wield their
thing
power
that they do
will come back to your
right
to
bear
arms. Have dominion over.
And so
I mean,
what
we've
got
to
do
just
saying,
is
I can
remind
them,
I have the numbers,
we've done
so
this
we will. Remind
and,
so
them.
How is it that they are, I will say this
more
about
likely
the Republicans.
To be stopped
I'm not
by
a Republican fan, but I will say this. They are great at crafting and recrafting the narrative, right? Because you guys are doing all you can to make sure that people have the right to vote, but they say you're not doing your job. You walk out and protest. They say they should not get paid. They're not doing their
numbers,
job. And so in the end, it comes
bill.
Off as looking as though Democrats are just spineless and we're weak.
You talked
and,
about
you know, they don't know what they're
they
doing. But the Republicans keep this whole story
passed.
Going
that
they are strong and that we're trying to
that
protect, you know,
could,
democracy and we're trying to protect our freedoms. How does...
Who performs
how
do
the Democrats win without coming off
I mean,
as being weak and not
being
not
what
weak?
What is
they win?
Okay.
Like,
I
they
don't
win.
Understand.
Because
no,
because if you win, you ain't weak.
Right,
been.
But you get what I'm saying. Even when we win, they still craft
the
narrative that we are weak.
And the Flintstones are running the country.
And so you're absolutely right about the narrative.
It is almost like trying to drive uphill with the brakes off.
Because
there are people who think that their best way forward is
back. Their best way forward is minimized. But that was the narrative the Republicans pushed.
If you want an evolved,
they have done a
forward
thinking country. I will give them credit for that.
Requires forward momentum and forward thinking. They think that their best path forward is to give guns away, to limit the amount of people that can vote, to strip rights away, and to kind of try to hold on for as long as they can. Reinforcements can't be coming because Texas is going to have a steady influx of people from all over the country. So I don't understand what the end game is.
And I think it's primarily because
I do understand that it gives whatever happens in Texas.
Some people
like right now
have
they
this idea of the notion of America that has not existed,
nor will ever exist.
What happened
right now,
the idea, the notion of patriotism, the idea of America,
there's such a large
shifting
state
on the dime.
Oklahoma,
you can attack the Capitol.
We don't get those same.
This is the thing that I find ironic. You can attack the Capitol.
It's ironic that they want to stop teaching about slavery, but they fight for the monuments and then who perpetrated.
Why wouldn't you want to investigate that?
Like, and find out the bad doers,
who
the wrongdoers.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't do it again.
Or
you don't.
They get to say these things.
Like, what is
without any proof?
I don't understand what their
standard
end game
of logic
is. I
used to
think that all the crazy
is,
stuff was coming out of Florida, but now
they gerrymander the district. They put judges in place.
Right.
They don't have to have
a
majority, a big majority. Like, no one's going
to
have that anymore in the state. The country's so
closely
divided.
But they
use this sleight of hand.
And they don't want to teach the truth about slavery being part of our founding fathers.
Where it was a popular election, they never went. Never. But they get to have these fiefdoms.
And
so these things,
and so they want to rewrite
to
history,
point,
eliminate it,
are really just impediments to
progress
and to the
so that
right
we have
to
a
vote.
New generation
but
of,
they work. So what is
don't
the countervailing measure?
What
do Democrats do? You can't walk out all the time
because
tomorrow they're
going to
write a law that said now if you walk out,
so if you have
we get to take the vote without you. That's what they're
going to
do. What is the play after
they,
or the 200 race riots we've had, 200 massacres we've had in this country,
or
Black Wall Street, or Rosewood,
further and further
or,
away for us
or
to
you
try
fall
to get to
like,
it. And so what we
I think
can
there's
do
a move in
is
America,
to galvanize
those,
all
that,
what,
the
people
the old
that share
adage,
our values
from history
and
repeated.
Get them to
not if we strip it out, not if they never remember it.
Share their
not
views.
If,
now,
I, just,
right
I wonder
now,
what their
end
goal
is.
And for you, an elected representative, a
left
official in Texas,
before them that they can consider that would help provide oversight to voters,
I see very few victories, like very few things.
Well, Joe Manchin already
questioned
it. Joe Manchin already said he wasn't going to vote.
That these kind of things leak out.
So apparently,
Donald Trump,
he didn't want to divide the country further.
So apparently,
America
level,
can only
why
be united if black people.
So how do you counter?
That's the only way they can be united.
Dogma.
But
how do you counter?
So one is off the table.
Ideology that just says we're gonna do, we're gonna be craving to do whatever we want.
You
can't
gotta
reason
vote
with
and
that
get people out there. I can't stress enough.
Well, that's what we've learned. It's hard to reason with somebody who's not
that
willing
will
to
share your values and be
and
your
participate.
Voice. And
so
I'm
we
not
have
to give up on
what
Congress.
Is at our disposal.
Congress still has the chance
the rules,
to end the filibuster,
the
and pass the
Four
People
that's what we have
or
right
the John
now.
Lewis Voting Rights Act.
The way that we do
I mean,
is
until
we
have, and you know what, you talked about
against
people can say whatever they want. When I was
how long can you hold off as
the
governor saying that he's not going to, he's still going to cut funding for legislators, but he has to cut it for everybody else too.
And
it's a lot
not,
of people
yeah,
that
don't
get
that
paid.
Anymore. People I think have free license for he thought to say what they want.
Well, because they make us elected there.
Even if it's not true.
They get to make the rules.
Texas is really an
you're
example
out, you
of a,
you,
a,
you guys
a
walked out your exercise.
State that is determined
loophole,
to have conversations that
how long can you stay out? How long can you keep this bill
case in point, the same day within the same day there was a mass shooting
in California.
So
they
passed the permitless carry
with your backup plan
in the Constitution.
Which I don't see
how
how long this
is
going
to
do what they want.
Policemen are opposed
you know,
to it.
An effective
women's rights groups are opposed
is,
to it. So
you
can
just
not even have a gun.
You
don't
have
to have
a
permit.
Like this. How long
you can be as nutty
out?
As a bag of
well,
as,
right.
as a fruitcake and you
that.
Can carry
it has
a gun.
To be the last
what are they trying to?
And
what
so
is the purpose
to
of a law like
that? Our colleagues
like,
to try
like,
to
I know
unravel
you want independence,
these measures
but that's
they're so insistent
crazy.
On passing some
I don't
type
disagree.
Of
election
I don't disagree
bill
with that.
So they can take it home
but
and say, we
did
this,
look what I
did,
Mom.
It's their constitutional
so,
right
you know,
to
they're
carry.
So
and what they
fail
doing
to realize
that,
is
and so we're going to
try to
work
with
them.
Now, the governor
in
Texas
in
has the ability to call
space
for a special session.
And so
they are putting
their
wants and needs over
if he calls
the general public.
He sets the agenda.
They're pandering to a small base of people,
redistricting
who are the loudest.
Election
and
bail
reform.
But
these
I don't
that you're
okay.
Talk about.
The only
and so
right
then we can
that,
only
that
file
seem
bills
to recognize
that relate to
the only
topic.
Amendment they seem to
and
like, it's only
it's
one amendment apparently it's the second one. And they want the right
so
to have a gun to intimidate people from
not
we've heard people
so
from the
file,
seat of government threaten you know people in the social media realm like Matt Gaetz made
what
a veiled threat which is weird because I shoot at social media like shoot at the moon
to work with
but they
to me, the only right that they think that we have is not free speech, not the right for a woman to have abortion, not the peaceful assembly, or the right to vote. It's the right to bear arms.
I watch some of the things he says.
It all comes back to that.
Cruelty is the fear of the day. And a lot of these, not just Texas, I'm just thinking a lot of these rules are just designed to make it harder for people that they don't want to hear from. I think something happened. I think that America, that day, first of all, I think that we can't exist. I think as a construct, we cease to exist when the very tenets of our democracy are so easily eroded.
Like free speech, the right of free assembly, the press. They don't care.
You know, voting,
it's literally
none of that matters
game
anymore.
To them.
And
I
think Texas
numbers,
is kind of ground zero, so you're really kind of doing.
They don't even think about these bills
more than
they
any
pass
other place in the
you
country. I think
about
that, you know,
the abortion.
I think what happened in Georgia and Arizona was
that
those were,
passed,
yeah, those were excellent kind of victories. But Texas is really the whole. I think people view it as ground zero, and they're fighting like it's ground zero.
Who performs an abortion
they know that it's
after
a whole ball game.
And we applaud you for that.
Much like
what is it they want?
I don't
understand
because
my
argument has always been America
it takes before this is all done.
The Jetsons,
what are your hopes
and the
for this
Flintstones
section?
Are running
you think
the country?
That the governor
there,
will call
there are people
a,
who have decided. It is almost like trying to drive uphill with the brakes on.
We're supposed to go back
because there are people who
anyway.
Think that their best
so
way forward
whether he calls
is backward.
A separate session
their best way forward
or
is minimized.
Puts this in with the redistricting one is yet
if you
to be
want
seen.
An evolved,
but my hope is that the
forward-thinking
that we're
country
out there, the
that
message that
requires forward
and
momentum and forward-thinking. They think that their best path forward is to give guns away, to limit the amount
of
people that can vote,
the way that it was written. It's going
to
come back. We know it's going
to
come back.
And to kind of try to hold on for as long as they can until, I guess, reinforcements can't be coming because Texas is
going to
have a steady influx of people from all over the country. So I don't understand what the end game is.
We need to make sure
but I do understand that it gives whatever happens in Texas. Like right now, they want to stop,
teaching
what happened
to slavery,
which is dangerous because they control such a large state that Oklahoma, Louisiana, surrounding states get those same textbooks.
It's
ironic that they want to stop teaching about slavery, but they fight for the monuments and men who perpetrated those acts, so I don't get,
how are you going to explain
that
to
who is he?
And
oh, he
letting them know
warrior,
that
we don't
we
teach
will
about
not
it
let
anymore.
Them take away all
like,
rights.
What is the,
I
don't understand what the end game is, but I used to think that all the crazy stuff was coming out of Florida, but now
Texas.
It's
voice
Texas.
Of the people, because we are by the people, and I can't deny
that.
No,
we can just change our name to Venezuela. We can do that. It'd be great.
Nicole Collier, thank you so much, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. Thank you,
they don't want to teach the truth about slavery being part of our founding fathers' morals. That was something that they supported. And so they want to rewrite history, eliminate it, and basically whitewash history so that we have a new generation of people who don't know what not to do. Because the way that you learn is learning what you shouldn't have done in the past. And so if you have a whole new generation of people who've never heard about slavery or what it was for or what they, you know, all the bad things.
Or the 200 race riots we've had, 200 massacres we've had in this country, or Black Wall Street or Rosewood or Eufaula. Like, I think that there's a move in America. Those that what the old adage, those who don't learn from history repeat it. Not if we strip it out. Not if they never remember it. Not if... I wonder what their end goal is. And for you, an elected representative, a elected official in Texas, I see very few victories, like very few things are going your way. And it's really at the state level that these kind of things leak out. Like Donald Trump's reach was so strong in the state level that's why these things get perpetuated. So how do you counter dogma? How do you counter ideology that just says we're going to be craving and do whatever we want? You can't reason with that kind of ideology.
Well, that's what we've learned. It's hard to reason with somebody who's not willing to listen and participate. And so we have to use what is at our disposal. You know, the rules, the procedures, that's what we have right now. And the way that we do it is we speak out and speak up against these atrocities that
how long can you hold out? Because the governor is saying that he's threatening to cut funding for legislators, but he have to cut it for everybody else too. It's a lot of people that won't get paid.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to do that. I think he spoke before he thought on that.
Yeah,
one.
Well,
I think
that gets you elected there. because you're out, you guys walked out, you exercised a loophole, you walked out. How long can you stay out? How long can you keep this bill from being forwarded? Because they're going to just repackage it and introduce it again. So, it's unwise to tell people what your backup plan is, but I don't know how long this is going to be, an effective kind of pushback is if you just kind of walk out of meetings like this. How long can you keep this up?
Well, you're right. You can't just do that. It has to be the last resort. And so, of course, we're going to try to work with our colleagues to try to craft a measure, because they're so insistent on passing some type of election bill so they can take it home and say, we did this. Look what I did, Mom. They're so intent on doing that. And so we're going to try to work with them. Now, the governor in Texas has the ability to call us back for a special session. We only actually go in every other year. So we're done. But if he calls us back, he sets the agenda. So he can say, this is what you're going to do. Redistricting, election, bail reform. These are the issues that you're going to talk about. And so then we can only file bills that relate to those topics. And it's a 30-day session unless he extends it. So walking out on day one is not going to work. So we've got to see what they file, see what they're putting forth, and then we will know what the next step is going to be. But, it's not going to be the walk out, break quorum on the first round, because we have to at least try to work with our counterparts. And, of course, the governor did say with that,
he's a cruel dude. That's a cruel dude. I watch some of the things
that he says. And
I just think cruelty is the fair of the day. And a lot of these, not just Texas, I'm just thinking a lot of these rules are just designed to make it harder for people that they don't want to hear from. I think something happened. I think that America that day, I think that we can't exist. I think as a construct, we cease to exist when the very tenets of our democracy are so easily eroded. Like free speech, the right of the free assembly, the press. We voting, none of that matters anymore. And I think Texas is kind of ground zero. So you're really kind of doing more than any other place in the country. I think that, I think what happened in Georgia and Arizona was, those were excellent kind of victories. But Texas is really the whole, I think people view it as ground zero, and they're fighting like it's ground zero. They know that it's a whole ball game.
Yeah. And we applaud you for that.
Much like what you're doing is unsustainable. What they're doing is unsustainable too. It's just how long it takes before this is all done. What are your hopes for this session? You think that the governor will call another session?
Yes, I know he will, because we're supposed to go back for redistricting anyway. And so whether he calls a separate session or puts this in with the redistricting one is yet to be seen. But my hope is that the message that we're putting out there, the message that we're spreading and letting people know that this bill has no chance of helping you the way that it was written, it's going to come back, and we know it's going to come back even worse. I mean, with cameras in the polling location, I can see that happening. I know that they're going to try to make the bill worse. And so since we know it's coming, we need to make sure that people are calling, showing up, letting their elected officials know that this bill will not be tolerated, and that you will meet them at the ballot box if they don't get in line and follow the will of the people. Not the little small base that you have, but all the people that they represent. So I envision this coming back. I envision us having to, keep that message going and letting them know that we will not let them take away our rights. We expect to have fair and free elections, and we expect them to follow the voice of the people, because we are by the people and for the people.
If not, we can just change our name to Venezuela. We can do that. It'd be great.
State Rep. Nicole Collier, thank you so much, and keep up the fight, sis.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Take care.